Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 264 of the Story Hacker podcast. And so yesterday I got into a bit of a rant, didn't I? Particularly a rant about content and how, because technology seems hard, when we come across a platform that allows us to do kind of link A to B to C to D to E or whatever, I think there's a tendency to mistake that solution for the whole thing. Whereas, of course, it's the content, your content, that is really moving people down your funnel, not the slickness of it. Of course that helps, but I got a bit frustrated, I suppose, that that content was just seen as something you kind of slap into this web page or that email. Because we know it's not. You know it's not. Because you don't respond to stuff that isn't relevant to you. And, you know, doesn't make you feel like you can trust the person who's saying it. All those kind of things, you know, it matters. And one thing I didn't really do yesterday, which I should have done probably, is start to talk about how we can have a solution to this. Because the problem is real. And I think one of the difficulties is, for most of us, it's very hard to hold in our heads all the different touch points we have, all the different bits of content we have around, you know, our brand or our business or our individual funnels. And one of the things that I find really helpful, because I struggle with that too, you know, is to build maps. And of course, when I was working with the agency and we were building websites, we'd always start with a map first, just rectangles, just named rectangles. But I still do it now. You know, obviously I have a website, but I also have email sequences that go out. I have the novel side of my business. I have this Story Hacker podcast process. You know, I've got maps for things because I want to remind myself constantly what the process is that my you know, users, my prospects, you know, those people are going through. And I think if you want to do one really simple thing today to start to get a handle on this content stuff, you know, draw a map on the back of a piece of paper or use the front of the piece of paper if it's easier, but draw a map of, you know, that starts to just sort of sketch out all these different places that your prospects can land, because that's the first step, isn't it, to creating something bigger, like a board in your office that is a printout of the web pages or the emails that allows you to follow the process, to see where people are going, and just to make sure that that content is consistent. And doing the two things we needed to do, remember, we needed to speak with one tone of voice, speak with our brand, and also move people on to the next thing or bounce them off to something else. This is one of the ways that we help make our stories mean business. Thanks for listening.